Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. Let's go through your Friday of rugby league. We're recording this on Thursday afternoon, so if there is any changes on your Friday, they will be covered on the Instagram story. I'll obviously post them up there, as well as some late mail in the BTFU WhatsApp and Discord. If you're not on the BTFU Discord yet, what are you doing? There's a free trial going around at the moment over the next few weeks while we try to transition everyone over from WhatsApp to Discord. So if you aren't on the BTFU Discord yet, you want to get in, speak to myself, speak to Macy about that. We'll get you in straight away. It is definitely worth it. You get exclusive tips from professional punters like Macy. You'll also be able to be in discussion with ex-footballer Darcy Lussick, Rennie Maitua, a few younger guys coming through the ranks. The Roosters at the moment are in there as well. Blake Ferguson, obviously in there as well. Obviously, Glenn Schofield, ex-jockey, who's on the Proper Punters show with myself and Aaron Macy. He's in there as well, as well as a bunch of other professional punters who you can definitely chew their ears off about punting and improve your betting game. It's definitely worth your while, so make sure if you haven't already to contact myself, contact Macy about getting into that BTFU Discord. Time is running out, so make sure you get in there soon. Now let's get straight into your Friday of Rugby League. The first game is the Melbourne Storm taking on the Bulldogs. This one, I feel like it's still going to be tight. Yes, the Bulldogs have a lot of players out. I still feel like this is going to be a really gritty game. The Bulldogs will not be happy with how they ended that game, how they played in that second half, especially with an 11-man Roosters side nearly coming back in this game. They definitely want to play up this week, particularly in their front row, who at the start of that Roosters game were outstanding, set the tone. Max King, obviously Jamin Salmon there on the edge too. Josh Curran coming onto the field. Was fantastic. They're getting Pauasa Famusili back, who I imagine will make a big difference. They've got a really solid forward pack here, the Dogs, that I really think can put it to this Melbourne Storm side. Over the past 10 years, the record's quite even as well. I think it's an 8-10 record over the past 10 years, or something along that, 8-9, 8-10, going the way, obviously, of the Melbourne Storm. I think the Melbourne Storm, though, have a bit of a record just recently over the Dogs, and you'd imagine so with where these teams are sitting at the moment and where they have been sitting over the past 5 years. But let's have a look at these lineups for the Melbourne Storm. We've got Ryan Papenhuyzen at fullback. We've got Will Warbrick and Xavier Coates on the wings. Remus Smith, Nick Meaney in the centres. We've got Cam Munster and Jerome Hughes in the halves. Tui Kakamitha and Josh King in the front row with Harry Grant at 9. Sean Bloor, Eli Katoa in the back row with Trent Liero at 13. Tyron Wishart, Christian Welsh, Tepai Moroa, Alec McDonald on the bench there for the Melbourne Storm. For the Bulldogs, we've got Stephen Crichton at fullback. We've got Connor Tracy and Josh Addo-Carr on the wings. Jacob Kiraz and Bronson Sherry in the centres. Matt Burton and Drew Hutchison in the halves. Max King and Chris Patolo in the front row. Reid Marnie at 9. We've got Viliami Kikau and Josh Curran in the back row. Jamin Salmon at 13. Bailey Hayward, Pauasa Famusili, Sam Hughes and Kitione Kaltoga on the bench, a guy that I'm very excited to see there, Kitione Kaltoga. I think that this game is going to go the way of Melbourne, just with how both of these sides are going at the moment. Plus, it looks like Joe Chan will be coming back into this Melbourne Storm side. They might be getting back Nelson Asofa Solomona as well. So, two big ins, realistically, for Tepo Moroa and Alec McDonald. I think that this Melbourne side does get the job done here. Plus, I think we haven't really seen the best of Munster, who obviously is coming back from that groin injury, still isn't 100%. And Ryan Papenhuyzen didn't run much at all last week, looking for him to get a lot more involved in this game. I think it could be a runaway game here for the Melbourne Storm. They are set to improve over the next few weeks, and I reckon they do so. In terms of any time try scorers for this game on the Crossbet app, in the same game multi-feature, we've got the Melbourne Storm to win. Anytime try scorers, I'm going big boy Xavier Coates. And then for the Bulldogs, I am going to go ahead and go with Bronson Sherry. I think that he scores in this game. I imagine he'll be playing on the left-hand side with Josh Addo-Carr. Kiraz and Tracy will be on the right. I think that Bronson Sherry does score a try on that left-hand side. He looks very good on that left in the trials. Obviously moved over to the right on his debut, but I imagine he'll be moving back over to the left-hand side where he plays, or has played in the trials, some of his best footy this season. So Bronson Sherry to score, Xavier Coates to score with the Melbourne Storm to win on the Crossbet app in the same game multi-feature. You're getting $8.50. Not bad at all for your Friday. Let's get into the next game. The Broncos taking on the Dolphins at Queensland Derby, if you like. And when these two sides play, there always seems to be just a little bit more feeling, obviously, fighting for that Suncorp home turf. The last two times that the Broncos and Dolphins have played, the Broncos have won. It looks like the Broncos are going to win this one again. I can't see the Dolphins winning this one. Yes, the Dolphins have been very impressive. Yes, Adam Reynolds is out of this Broncos side, but Jock Madden's been great every time he's come in. Ezra Mamm stood up last week for the Broncos in that number six jersey. They got Tristan Saller coming off the bench too. So if Jock Madden maybe doesn't work, they need a bit more X factor in and around the park, which is hard when you've already got Reece Walsh and Ezra Mamm. They've got Tristan Saller on the bench. So I think that the Broncos will do all right here. I think they'll have a big performance, especially through the middle of the park. Obviously, guys like Corey Jensen, Paddy Carrigan standing up last week. I'm very excited to see how the Broncos do go going into this one. Let's go through these lineups for the Brisbane Broncos. They've got Reece Walsh returning at fullback. Obviously, a shock return. No one really expected him to come back into this side, but he's back this week at fullback. Corey Oates moves back to that left wing position with Dean Mariner obviously breaking a part of his back. He's going to be out for the next few weeks. It's not as drastic as what it sounds. It's a very minor version of what Mitch Moses did in Origin 2 years ago. Corey Oates, though, he gets that spot on the wing. First game back on the stink since early last year, so very excited to see how Corey Oates goes back. Jesse Arthur's on the other wing. Tony Staggs and Selwyn Cobbo in the centres. We've got Ezra Mamm and Jock Madden in the halves. Corey Jensen and Fletcher Baker in the front row. Billy Walters is at nine. Jaden Hunt and Jordan Rickey in the back row. Jordan Rickey set to be ruled out with a knee injury. We'll have to wait and see on that one. I believe he is set to be ruled out, though. Cuddy Carrigan at 13. Tyson Smoothie, Xavier Willison, Kobe Hetherington, and Tristan Saller on the bench. For the Dolphins, obviously, Felice Kalfusi out with a hamstring injury. Herbie Farnworth out with an AC joint injury. Kurt Donoghue out of this side with injury as well. Tom Flegler set to be ruled out of this game as well. He's named at the moment, but he is set to be ruled out for the debut of Lachlan Hubner. I haven't heard too much about this bloke, but it looks like he'll be making his debut on your Friday night. Lachlan Hubner. I don't even remember his name from the trials. He must be a new addition to the team, but very excited to see how he goes. The young bloke, I haven't heard much hype around him, though. As for the lineup in its entirety, we got Hamiso Tabuai-Fodo at fullback, Jermaine Asako and Jack Bostock on the wings, Jake Averillo, Tessie New in the centres, Cody Nikorima, Isaiah Katoa in the halves, Jesse Bromwich and Tom Flegler at the moment in the front row, but it will be Lachlan Hubner taking that spot in the front row. Jeremy Marshall-King at 9. We've got Kenny Bromwich and Ewan Aiken in the back row. We've got Ray Stone at 13. Josh Kerr, Anthony Milford, Mark Nichols, Jared Wallace on the bench. I think it's too many outs for the Dolphins, especially in their middle. Losing a guy like Tom Flegler, who gives them so much go forward, he's been really good to start the year. I think it's a massive out, especially when you look at also the Dolphins having Herbie Farnworth out, Felice Kalfusi out. I just think it's a lot of losses for this side. And I think that the Broncos, you know, getting guys back as well as losing guys and the guys that they're replacing certain people with. I mean, Jock Madden, as I said before, has done an incredible job every time he's come in for Adam Reynolds. So I've no doubt he's going to do a job here again. I think the Broncos win this game, obviously making it 3-3. So in your same game multi-feature in Crossbet, you go with the Broncos to win the game. You go for Hamiso Tabuai-Fodo to score. I'm going to go with the two fullbacks here, Hamiso Tabuai-Fodo and Reece Walsh to score tries. I think that these two are going to control how this game goes, and these two are going to be the deciding factors as to who wins this game. Hamiso Tabuai-Fodo, Reece Walsh to score a try with the Broncos to win it is $5.75. Make sure if you're going to have a punt today, you do it with Crossbet. Most importantly, though, you set a deposit limit and you gamble responsibly. That's full time. See you in the next one.